Left off yesterday, the more discussion was, why did the seal say that the Adam is allowed to behave himself on Shabbos alone, and Kelim not monitor? If the Isha, if Kelim is also because Misake, so Adam should also be also Mishum Misake. So, the more mentioned various Tavutzi. One carrot by Rabbi, the Rakhila, there is exhilaration, the Tzemtzel, the Avrena of Amis, and then another carrot is the Rakhila, there are certain healing like Godin, where Srite is possible. Some melee, there is exhilaration in Yisrit. Because of that, so we ask an okay. Then Rabbi says, the reason is to why it's also to be table killing a young tev, because if it would be muter to be table killing a young tev, he might say, well, I am busy, I'm not going to use these killing yet. In the meantime, he'll be mashed, and he will use it. At first, he thought he wouldn't have to use it. That's right. But then he did use it. And there's some melee he'll not be able to mishtamish in the to eat echli, let's say tumor or other things. Yes.
Why does Rashi throughout the sugya continue to mention the svara of tikkun kli, even in Rava and in Rabibi and in Rabiotish? He keeps mentioning the svara of Misakin Kli all the way through the whole thing.
Yeah, because if not for the Isa of Tikkun Kli, so then we wouldn't asa just because of a Gzeire Shemoyish. We wouldn't asa because of Gzeire Shemoyish, because it would be Aki with Simchas Yom Tov and Shabbos. But since there is an Isa of Misakin Kli,
so
maybe
why does Rava have to say anything besides Misakin Kli? Why does Rava feel that he has to make up?
Rava the same thing, because if not for the Isa of being Misakin and Shabbos, so then we wouldn't asa because of Gzeira, because it will interfere with any Shabbos, so we wouldn't asa.
So let's say we just had Tikkun Kli as the problem.
Then we wouldn't ask it.
So Rava, they all believe you need
one. That's right.
And Rava in the end of the sugya, he just says all you need is one.
That's right. And so, Rabbi Domar Zero Shemish, Tanya Kavosi de Rabbi, Kli Shemitmo Merab Yontev, a Magdilinese de Yontev, Zero Shemish. So the Bryce mentioned the town of Shemish. Rava Omar, but Rava says, Misakin by itself in the town. Rav Omar mit Nishin Yirek in Misakin Kli. I hoche Odom Name, and that's why Rav emphasizes mit Nishin Yirek in Misakin Kli. It's not Mamish Misakin. Because if it had been Mamish Misakin, so then there wouldn't be any difference between Odom and Kelim. But it's Merzek in Misakin, so maybe there's a difference. So why? Because Yehoch Odom Hameh, so it's also Merzek and Misakin. So Odom Nirek and Meika. In other words, people who see being Tevel in the Mikveh will not say that he's Tevel because he's Tomei, he's Tevel because he wants to cool off. Hotei Nachman Yopi. The time of the explanation of Nirek and Meika is Shaya, if he's Tevel in the Mikveh with clean waters. But suppose the mikveh does not have clean waters, so my moi my ikle neima. So why is it tosa then? Why is it muta then? It's a tenach my yofin she derech lirchizbe. But my moi is not derech lirchizbe. And mikveh ishayach that the mayim are not clean waters. Because one of the chesdobor is the toyer. שנופלו על רי שירה במים שובים, is possible, he has that feeling. Why? Because people used to, before they tume, so they used to go to the mikveh and then to wash off the unclean water they used to pour mayim shuvim. So some people made a mistake and they thought that the important thing is the mayim shuvim. Because of that, that's one of the chazorot, the chachamim on misakim, that if mayim shuvim is not for our reishei, so then on the contrary, he has to be taken.
So that
flavor
of mayim shuvim, come
and they would clean themselves with mayim shuvim.
Because
of the limit,
also not to take a shower.
That's right.
How much time
do
you have to spend?
No time, except in the mikveh house they shouldn't do it. It's only minute. But at home it's all right.
Yes. I think Shulchan Aruch says only by Nida, she can't take a shower. Does the Shulchan Aruch say a man cannot take a shower?
No, it says by
Nida. Only by women.
We're talking about you, not about
you. But let's say, Arab Rosh Hashanah or Arab Yom Kippur, are you allowed to take a shower?
Of course.
Can you make him out of hell?
What?
Make him out of hell?
Can what?
The mikveh,
I don't see why not.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
In the Gemara, when the Gemara gave the reason Shema Yisha,
yeah.
What about Adam? That's just much problem by Adam. So why isn't Adam allowed to go into the mikveh?
Well, because by Adam is not child of Tam Shema Yisha. By Kaelin, so he thinks Erev Yom Teh that he's not going to use this kill, and then he decides to use the kill. But hold on, he knows that if he's tummy, he cannot do anything. He cannot be mishtamish in it. It's only a minute the Rebush mentions not to be refitted, not to take a shower on Shabbos. All right. Hotenach, my yopin, my roi, my yikari, my nap. Omar Rav Nachman, even if he cools off in unclean water, be refitted, afil, be minisho, the church being unclean, sheshirin, a fish, don't buy it. So Misachamo in Chayach to say that he wants to cool off. But why is it Tosea in Misach Shomi? So Misach Shomi, Maikal Nimar, Ho Vada in Mucha Milse do it in the Mishavi, the Ruiki Meika. So then the Gemara says, Omar Nachman by Yitzchok, פונים שאודם בו מן הסודה מלוך לוח ביטית וביצאו בריך יסעת על גריס עכשיו סמנלה it's still מרזה כנגר not make a cool off but מרזה that he's doing it to clean up the mud תנא בשבס so תפילה is מותר but the makipurim so רחיצה is עושה. So how can we say Melzik Meikah? So then, Amarove, Nike needed the Bishabe Shore, be a Makipuri Mosan. Alohoyo, Bishabe Shore, be a Makipuri Namishore. In other words, that's Lipluk, Likule. We find sometimes Lipluk, Likule. So this is a case of Lipluk, Likule. Now, anyway, we see that there is no Iser, there is no Iser to be for an Odom to be taken, even though he is done. Now, the Rambam, in the Dalek Yohas Tvile, Halacha Aleph says, Hamisha dvorim miyakvim mesatfilo. Afal pi sheigi azmano. Taras yodayim, vikiso elbo, vitaras miki matfile, utvorim achevzi meisei get munfiti. Has to go to the washroom. Vikavonas halev. So there are five things that are miyakvim with you. Not just the chatfil. But, taras yodayim keitzat. So what is Maki in Tfilei? Only Taras Yadayim. Reichi Tzodo Yodo Bimayim Mada Perek Varakach Yispar. But not Koaguf. Only Taras Yadayim in Maki in Tfilei. Then the Rambam mentions the Takone by Ezra that the Balkeri is Osea is Osa Bidipetero, but that Takone was not Nispashit Beribatzibu. Some merely the Morna Bezore said that it was both. The Rambam says on the Bible, Kol Atmei Reichatim Yideyem Bilvat. Kitei, even though it's Tomei, but it only has to be Reichim Zilvai. Unispalel, Afal Pish Epshalem Litveil, Vilalis Mitumoson, Einatfilon Akeres, Uchvor Biarnu Sheesra Tikein, של יקרו בלקרי בלבד בדברי תירו עד שנתפיל ובזן שעום דאחר כך הסכינו אף לתפילו. So the original תקונה by Ezra was only בדברי תירו that the בלקרי was, but the תפילו not, but the בזן אחר כך עשה את בלקרי even לתפילו של יספלל בלקרי בלבד עד שנתפיל. ולא נתנה תומה ביטרן הגבוה, אלו כדי שלא יהיו אותם לחכון מיצויים מיצויים שסיים קטן גל. ובמזה תקנו תפילו לבלקרי לבדי ויציעו מחל התמי, ביונת מסעקי עד התמי, מוני בלקרי. דן דרמבם סס נלוח היי, לפי חוך או יואמרים בזמן תקון הזו, שאפילו זף שרו קרי ונידו שפולטו שכבה זרע ומשמש שרו הסודם נידה צריכו תפילה לקרי השמע וכן לתפילה מפני הקרי אף על פי שאין פני וכן הדין איזה שאין תפילה זו מפני תארה אל מפני הגזירו של יהיו מצוי מצוי שסיים תומי וכבר בוט לו גם תקון איזו של תפילו לפי שלי פושטו בכל ישראל, ולהוי הוקיע ביציבו לנו. דן נלוכה בורדר המוצא, מנק פושוט בשינו ובספורה, שאין בלקרי מספליל עד שריחי סקולפסורי במים, משום היקאים לקחס לקחו ישראל. דן רמב מוצא, אונלי בורי מותחילה, אולי סור, אבא מדו אמור מבורי אוי בחילה שבוה אבל חילה שרואו קרי לאינסי יספוטה מנחיצה ואין בו זה מנק. So the Rambam only mentions מנק פושט.
What will be in Shabbos?
What is that?
In Shabbos what will be? Can he wash himself?
No, in Shabbos I didn't know that Hasidim go to Tfilah on Shabbos. The only problem that is, because usually the employees are hot.
Right.
But if, so that's why many of the daily were opposed. But if it hadn't been hot, there wouldn't be any opposition. I mean, even the neck, the Bush mentions, but tefillah is a mitzvah, so there wouldn't be any problem, but because it's hot. So that's why, as a matter of fact...
So if it's hot, so he has to be
tefillah? Almost, so it's food. But there is a tshuva in the Rechaim. Somebody asked, how is it that Rebbeim go tefillah on Shabbos, but it's a shvus, so he says he never understood it, but he saw daily do it, so there must be more.
For Friday night?
Yes.
She only can wash in cold water?
In Hanan?
Not hot?
Not hot at all.
But the mikveh has to be cold also?
What?
The mikveh for the mikveh has to be cold also?
The mikveh for what?
For the mikveh has to be cold too?
It doesn't have to be cold, but on Friday night it has to be cold because yes. It's up. There is a Nisa, it's a Shavuos.
So, even if it's difficult, even if it's not for the
gift. What?
So, even
if
something for Shabbos,
we ask
if you
don't
need
for
like that.
I mean, if she goes in,
you will
first get.
No, it's heated up.
But heated.
If it's heated, what?
Before Shabbos.
So, what's wrong? Before Shabbos, you're allowed
to. No, they said if the water was heated before Shabbos, but it's hot even on Shabbos.
You shouldn't.
So what?
Well,
my question is not because your meat are warm,
are
hot.
Yeah, today they are very hot.
So what's better?
I mean, it should see that it should not be so hot.
Well,
maybe she can go in binashmoshes. So binashmoshes, it's shvus is natosa.
But if it's warm from before Shabbos, there's no problem. You just keep the heat, like using hot water for drinking.
Okay, so I mean, but you should go in binashmoshes, not at the tzitzikhov. And then, as far as the aloche that he needed has to, the tailor at night is concerned, as long as she will not come home until after Tzitzikachovim, there is no problem. Not according to the Rashbam Shita, not according to the Rabbi Tzitzikachovim.
So in other words, she should make sure not to come before 72?
What? She means she should go in, what, before 72 minutes are over?
No, the same thing.
So of course she's allowed to go.
She's allowed,
yeah. I mean, about binashmoshes.
Yeah.
Well, that would be relying on Rabbi Tam Shite in Likule. I mean,
she
would wait, let's say, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, not 72 minutes.
She's going before half
an hour. That's right, before half an hour. Yeah, that's right.
She should come home after Rabbi Tam, or she should come after Rabbi Tam?
She should come home after Rabbi Tam. Okay.
This is the same problem
with this? Well, Yom Tov is more cold than Shabbos.
Yeah,
I know. Yom Tov is more cold than Shabbos.
Are we more make up by showers also, or by showers we say cold water?
By showers is cold water.
By Yom Tov also?
Yom Tov also, only Misad Minek not.
No,
I'm not going to
take a hot shower?
No. Kol gufi nati, zos ha'yom. Because that's not trouble for medicine.
But the cold water would be okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, ready?
Yeah.
The Rambam in his list of shiklis, of the tumor carry,
yeah.
He gives you about carry and the paleta shiklis there. The
same thing,
yeah.
It's also about
yeah, and then he mentions nida shiras adam,
yeah.
Mishamesha shiras adam.
Yeah.
So what's the problem there? What's the tumor carry there is in? There's no tumor carry.
The chachomim or you mean, since the whole Talmud of the Takonis, so why did they apply it? That's a good question, but apparently the Chachamim didn't want to be mechalik between one tumor and another tumor. Between one tumor is negutei and another tumor is. The main term was because of carry, but look, between one tumor is negutei and another tumor is. Now then, the Rambam says, Nalachabal, Minek Parshut, Bishino, Bisvorachim, Al-Kerim, Ispalil, עד שריח יצקו פסורי במים משום היקים לקחס לקחו ישראל. So the Rambam mentioned היקים לקחס לקחו ישראל. היקים לקחס לקחו ישראל is a פשוט. Why do we say מינק פשוט? The Rambam only says מינק פשוט when it's not a din. But היקים לקחס לקחו ישראל is a din. In other words, he has to be dressed nicely the way a person would dress up when he has to meet, let's say, another Mahoshuk, I mean, let's say, the mayor or someone, so the governor or the president, I mean, or somebody for whom he has great respect. So, why does he say Minek Poshuk? So it's a Din Mamish.
What do you mean mayor? I don't know what you mean.
I don't know whether people in New York have respect for mayor. Dinkin, this is unfortunate. But I mentioned as an example of someone for whom people dress up.
So someone would put on a suit when he goes to meet the president, they put a suit for Daphne also?
That's right.
Put on a suit also, Charles?
No, but not right. But it has to be the kind of suit he would dress up if the president would visit him in the house. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom, he meets in the house. Not, let's say, if somebody had to go to the White House to meet the president, he would dress up more than the president would meet him in the house. Now the question is, why does the Rambam say Minak Poshut? Then he concludes, Mishum Hikil Kazakh Yisrael, that's a din. So apparently, in Hikil Kazakh Yisrael, like in all other things that are Mi'akid, even the things that are Mi'akid, they are uncertain dagas. Kavoni is Mi'akid. So no one will say that the same kavone that the tzaddik has, so we expect of every Jew. In other words, what kind of kavone is ma'akid in tefillah? If, let's say, when a davenish mesre, he thinks about the stock market all the time. So then it's ma'akid in tefillah and you have to daven more by them. The only problem is what the day will be if he davenish more by them. Still be absorbed in the stock market.
Doesn't the Magen Avraham say, therefore, if you don't have Kavanah and even in the first bracha, you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei? It's generally today.
No, that's a Gemara. It's not a Magen Avraham. That's a Gemara in Brachas. There is a Rambam in it that Kavanah is Mi'akif only in the first bracha, but it's not Mi'akif the Eved in all the other
bracha. The Magen
Avraham. But then the Rambam says that Kavanah is me'akif in all the whole tefillah. So Chaim says this is one of the things that all Hasidim accept. That's a Hasidic Chaim. I heard from Rav Rivkin, he said this is the Chassidish Rav Chaim. And every Hasid has to know that Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim says there are two kavonis. One kavone is kavone of Imed Litnei Ashkino, as the Rambam explains. That is me'akid in whole tefillah, because if he does not feel that he's in it, if he has shvinos, then he's a misasik, and besides misasik, because it's not tefillah, tefillah is avinu shebelev. If he doesn't know he's in it, if he has shvinos, he thinks about the stock market, about his business, even if, so then, what kind of a tefillah of avinu shebelev is it? And then there is another kavone that is kavone of Pirush HaMilos. In other words, every word that he says, he has to mechav in the Pirush HaMilos. So that lechatchila is required in all the brachos. But the Eved, if he had kavone in Pirush HaMilos in the first bracha, even though he was not mechav in Pirush HaMilos in the other bracha, so it's all right.
Let's say you didn't have the money in Perish Hamilos even in the first Brahma.
So then yes, I'm all right.
That's what I thought, that there was a Magen Avraham that said, since today we don't really have to
okay, come on
anyway.
Okay.
That's
what the Magen Avraham is referencing. That's what the Magen Avraham is referencing.
Yeah, how does that refer back to
Now the question is again, why does the Rambam say Minek Poshe, only inside Minek, and not Bisaradin, but כי מיישנס משום היקר מתחסרקי אחר ישראל בעצם דין גומו. So apparently, because he can be chasalakecha Yisroel like anything else, his dagas. So mele taras, so mele taras hayodayim, that's miyaki. But then, taras haguf is not miyaki. But there is a mitzvah kiyumis if the whole goof is toya. But that's why the Rambam says, Minek Poshut Bishino Uvisvah. So the Rambam bases the Minek upon the fact of that there is a Kiyuma Mitzvah of Hikim Likazal Kehar Yisrael, not a Mitzvah Kiyumis of Hikim Likazal Kehar Yisrael, but a Mitzvah Kiyumis of Hikim Likazal Kehar Yisrael. However, the Rambam in Abedizore, in the Sugya that mentions that Ezra was misakin with Valkeri, with Rosa, with the Vitero, and then there's later answered that Valkeri is also with Philo, but when he's passed over the Vatsibo, some Mele, so in Gizri, Mizera, Vatsibo, or in Tinri Vatsibo, Yechim Lamibo, so the Ramban says, how do we know whether it's Vatsibo, Yechim Lamibo or not? If it's in Spashi, the Reva Tzibu, so then it's a Raya, the Reva Tzibu, the Chen Lamedbo. If it's not in Spashi, the Reva Tzibu, so then it means that in Reva Tzibu, the Chen Lamedbo. So the Ramban says, the Aloche of engaging Zero Tzibu and the Reva Tzibu, the Chen Lamedbo, only implies that Bezdin cannot be cave. The Tzibu to be Mikayim itakone that was not Nispashe Bereva Tzibu. But it doesn't mean that if it wasn't Nispashe Bereva Tzibu, then the takone is no takone. If at the beginning it was Nispashe, and then later on the Tzibu started to be Nizalvonet, then there's an escape. But if at the very outset it was not Nispashe Bereva Tzibu, so then Bezdin cannot be cave at the Tzibo, each Yochid of the Tzibo, to be Mikayim the Takone. But if he is, well, the Takone is a Takone, and the, if he is Mikayim the Takone, then he has a Kima Mitzvah. So in other words, the Rambam and the Ramban both agree that there is a Mitzvah in being Tevel, about Kerem. But according to the Rambam, it's based upon Hikim Likhasarikach of Yisrael. And according to the Rambam in Abizore, it's not based upon Hikim Likhasarikach of Yisrael, but upon the Takone itself.
When the Rambam says Rofet, he means in the mikvah, not a shower?
Mikvah, of course.
It doesn't mean
of course.
What's the Takana itself?
What?
What does it mean, the Takana?
Takana was that the Valkari has to be tabled before he learns the Vitero and before he dances.
Why?
The time of the Takana is review, Tamil Chachomim Yitzuyim 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 Yitzuyim.
So what is Ikon Rekatil Kachamim?
What?
Ikon
is something else. In other words, you have to be dressed nicely and you have to be toy also.
There's nothing to do with this.
There's nothing
to do with it. So according to Ramban, according to Rambam, would that be a halakha if you come to the mikvah? Would that be even after a balkari?
What?
Would that even be not for a balkari?
Even after what?
According to Rambam,
yeah.
If there's a mikvah mitzvah, yeah. If you come to the mikvah before the afternoon,
yes.
Is that even for someone who's not a balkari?
Well, the Rambam mentions that we got a nido. A nido, I mean, that because loy plug between one tumayet in the gufe and another tumayet in the gufe, and that's in Mishnah in Brachas. What's that?
What?
Yes.
Yes. What's the minute of being total without if you're regular, not a voluntary, just being total in preparation for...
No, I mean, that's If you're not a Balkari and you're not a Tomei, a Tumei Yitzim Igupei, so then there is no mitzvah in the interior, no mitzvah whatsoever. Only if you are a Balkari and also another Tumei Yitzim Igupei.
So the
fact
that
Hachon Yisrael,
that's only by
Malkari? Malkari and Agavore also. Two Mayits in Yigupi, like in India.
Which Daf is the Ramban in the Vegasar?
Daf Ramazari. All right. Now, so the more, when the more has against Hanachem by Yitzchok, who said, "Ponim shodom bom nasode, miluchlok b'tit." Yes, what is it? Miluchlok b'tit, uvitzeyo v'reichitz atru misakshonim, tina b'shabes. So then people can say he's doing it because he wants to cool off or to clean himself. Yakipurim ayitru meina, samarove, miike mide. The Bishabe Shore, Ubi Makipur Mosa, Elo Hoy, Ubi Shabe Shore, Bi Makipur Name Shore. So, in other words, it's slow publicly cooling.
People can then go to the Mikvah even on in Kippur morning? People can.
If they are coming. If they are coming.
As far as Karabi,
what is that?
And they used to walk for
him, though. As far as
as far as what?
The cross.
The cross and the
cross.
Is what?
According to the
Garden,
according to the
level
of person?
That's right. It's subjective.
So what do you mean,
if a person
doesn't want
to? In other words, if a person, he doesn't dress himself up when he has to meet a president, so he doesn't have to dress himself up when he does. Uh-huh. It's a subjective.
So
it's a subjective thing.
In today's society,
when they put on jeans and meet the president, I don't think so.
So the question is, they must see the president's jeans.
What?
The father wearing a tie, or the sheikh almost wearing a tie, or?
Hasidim don't wear ties. Because when they meet a rabbi, they don't wear a tie. So they don't put on a tie on Shabbos either. And some Hasidim during the week, they wear a tie, but on Shabbos not.
The rabbi doesn't wear a tie, he just washed their
wig. What is that?
The rabbi himself doesn't wear a tie.
But the rabbi doesn't wear a tie all week. Uh-huh. But the Hasidim all week, well, they wear a tie.
They
have business again. Business, yeah. But Shabbos didn't work.
So the Chofetz Chaim would not have Kavana for the rest of the davening.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be Yotze?
He would be Yotze. The same halacha that applies to a Poshet Jew applies to Chofetz Chaim and even to a Tana.
So no, the only difference is what, just the Kiyum, he would lose the Kiyum. So there's no difference.
No difference. There is a difference on a practical level. The Chofetz Chaim had Kavanah and other Jews do not have Kavanah. But on a theoretical level, there is no difference. Same Allah. Mishpatechot Ashod Likulcha. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, Om Yisle V'Rove Heil, do we say, Heil Likule, Vatran, Hacheish is Gishino, Lo yigma ben esachemes, because of Rifuye. And Rifuye is osa, Mida Rabban. That's a real truth. Why is Rifuye osa? Because Zero shenu yishak samon. In other words, most medicines you have to grind. So if Rifuye would be mutar on Shabbos, he might grind it on Shabbos too, and that would involve a milocha of teich. So mele. But the question is, how can Rifuye be muter osar on Shabbos? There is a loche that the chile shein bisakonel is muter in certain shvusim. Now the Gemara says in Shabbos that the yield is kol shleishim, So Imun Linochri, and he does all the melachis. So all the Rishonim give the Teretz that only the Shvus of Amir Linochri is Muter by Chele Shebis HaKonek, but other Shvusim are not Muter, because where is the Mokia that Chele Shebis HaKonek Shvus is Muter? There's the Gemara of Yildes Kol Shleishi. So that Gemara only mentioned the Shvus of Amir Linochri, but Shvus of the Yisrael himself is not Muter b'mokim Chele Shebis HaKonek, only if it's a Chele Shebis HaKonek. There is another Gemara that mentions another Shvus that is Muter for Chele Shebis HaKonek. That's a Gemara in Yevomes Daf Kuf Yudalet. Hineach somebody who has a cough, so Yeneik Lachayat, so he's allowed to be Yeneik the milk of a goat Kelachayat. Why? Because since is chilif lachayat, that's not the regular way of milking a cow or a goat, so mele bimokim chilif shein visakone is muta. So we see, what is that?
Yes, cop.
There's a cop, yeah. So he has to drink goat milk. Even today it's prescribed by Chinese doctors. No, they don't laugh at Chinese doctors. There's a lot of wisdom. There's a lot of wisdom in it. So mele is muta. So the Ramban says, two shvusi are muta b'mokim chile shein visakon. One shvus, what?
Where's the Ramban?
The Ramban is in Yevames and in Shabbos. Shabbos is probably in the sugya of Yildes Kol Shleishi, and the Yevames is that Kufyud Aleph on the sugya of Gineach Yene Kelachia. So then there is a Shittes Rishayni that only the Shvus of Amir Linochri is Mutab Mokem Chelish in this according, but not any other Shvus of Israel, even the Shvus of Klachayat. So why does Gemara Yevomes Daf Kuf Yudalev say Gnei Achleini Klachayat? Because there it's a Shvus the Shvus. It's Klachayat and Shvus because they are the Iser of Dosh Midaraisa applies only to Gedulei Karkes, the Gemara in Shabbos says. And the behemoth is not Gidulei Karke, but on that point there is again a machleis Rishayim. Some Rishayim say that a behemoth is not Gidulei Karke, only something that grows from the Karke is Gidulei Karke. But behemoth doesn't grow from the Karke. But other Rishayim say Gidulei Karke doesn't mean Dafke here, something that grows from the karke, something that is sustained by things that grow from the karke. And the behemoth is sustained by food that grows by vegetables. A behemoth is a herbivorous animal, I mean, it doesn't eat any bosom. Some mele is considered like to the karke, so mele it involves only one shvus, so it's a raya from that gemore that the shvus of klachayad is also more killed than all the other shvus. Mashenkin, all the other shvusim, so are also b'mokim chili sheini sakone, and are only muter b'mokim sakone seif. And then there is a shita from the town and other shenim, the sakone seif has a din of pruach nefesh mamesh, and his Beichei Mirav Dereise, the Mechaber in Simen Shin Chavches doesn't pass like that, but the Shach in Yerdeh Simen Kupnetes, the Simen about Yerol Bar Yaver, he says V'nir Lehokel, he mentions the Mechaber, and he says V'nir Lehokel.
Wait,
Rabbi? Yes.
I thought the halacha is that only if he's a Chol Hashem Vosakana, they're only allowed if he's call
her
goat. But if it's not
call her
goat, then you can't.
Yeah, that's the general way. I mean, what is considered a chile shein b'sakone is two things. Either not al mito, או נחלש כל גופה, even if he's not there. But if he feels weak, so then he's considered chilish in his account.
Rebbe said that if by a cholish angel takana, if it's a Jew doing something to la'achar yad, so how do we explain the Gemara in the bonus? He has to agree to those Rishonim who say
that behemoth does not have a din of bidurikah.
He has to agree to those Rishonim.
That's right. Like we should mention that.
So what would Rebbe call it from a David Taps takana's over?
Oh, and then other Rishonim say that only Sakona Sever is Matir Eshvus. But Kabratam Shiti is that Sakona Sever has a din like it was Nefesh Mamash. Now, then the Gemara continues. When Yisrael the other hail, they brought down Hachesh is Bishinov. In other words, he cannot rinse his mouth with vinegar. If he just rinses the mouth with vinegar and he spits it out, so then everybody knows that he does it to shame for him. But suppose it's the mealtime and he's swallowing some vinegar as an appetizer, so then no one will not be obvious that he's doing it to him before. People will think that he's doing it as an appetizer, so even though he knows, and Klapishma is Galia, that he's doing it to him before, so it's mutar, because that's the Yisar of Rifui. The Yisar of Rifui is only Shayach when he does it, Mishem Rifui. But if it's obvious that he does it Hashem Rifui, but if it's not obvious, even though he really does it Hashem Rifui, suddenly it's not Osa. How is it to explain that all the Tamri become Zero Shem Yishachik Samonim? Now if he does it Hashem Rifui, so he might be Yishachik Samonim? So the answer is the Zera and the Shem Zera. The Zera is not maybe he will be Mishachi someone, but maybe others, when they see that he does a takes a refuya, so they'll be Mishachi someone when they need it for refuya. So maybe if it's not Muchach that he does it to Shem refuya, and people will think that he does it as an appetizer, so no one will be Nichsho and be Mishachi someone for refuya.
Are you allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos?
Vitamins is something that every healthy person takes, or is supposed to take. So really there is no Yisar of it.
And you have to make a bracha when you eat vitamins?
If he swallows it, so he has no avodah, so he doesn't have to make a bracha.
But let's say, usually in medicine you don't swallow, you eat, drink the water.
What? And you swallow it. Water is used. It takes to swallow it down.
So you don't chew it.
Don't chew it.
So
and even if you chew it, but let's say for children, so they chew it, they put in the vitamins, in something, and they chew it. So since he doesn't do it for enjoyment, but just to shame the so then he doesn't have to make it for unless the child would take it anyway. He did not pray for it.
But you see, if it is really refuah, then it should be also, I don't understand, either it is refuah or it's not refuah. If it is refuah, so how is it mutar on Shabbos?
But suppose the halacha is there are more persons, the tzorchei tinnik are considered like Jewish in this economy. So if it is a real refuah for the child, and tinnik doesn't mean that 1 year old, tinnik means when he has to grow up. Some it's mutar, if not, it's not mutar.
And you need a hechsher also, or vitamins? Like a medicine, you don't have a
hechsher
in your medicine.
Well, there is a hechsher, vitamins.
I know, but I'm asking, do you need one?
It's not kidar hachilosa. Again, if it's wavered, then it's kidar hachilosa, it does require a hechsher.
What's the reason why by eating again today? It would be winter, taking a shower?